Daf Hey. So we got to the very top of the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us this is a long daf today, so let's finish it. Mishnah says, Mishalshin b'mamon ve'im Mishalshin b'makas halachis. We could split up, we could divide the money amongst Eidim Zomim. Let's say they owed $100, so they pay 50-50, but you cannot split up, you cannot divide the makos between the two. So the Gemara, the Mishnah rather asks, Ketad, how does this work? Heidu shehu chayv l'chaver masayimzuz. If they testify that Reuven owes $200, v'nimtzu zomim, it turns out they're Eidim Zomim, so Mishalshin b'neim. They have to split the cost 100 and 100. Neither one pays the full amount, and they split it evenly. Aval im heidu shehu chayv malkos arbam. If they say that Reuven's chayv malkos, v'nimtzu zomim, it turns out that they're Eidim Zomim, the lach is kol echad v'yachad lo karbam. They each have to receive their own set of 40, and they don't divide it. That's the Mishnah. So Gemara, of course, wants to know, how do you know such a chilek between Mamon and Malkos? And Mila, how do you know? Amar Abai, Nemar, Rasha, Bechavim, Malkos, Nemar, Rasha, Bechavim, Mises, Bezdim. We have a Gzer Shava, Rasha, connecting Malkos to Misa. Ma, Lahalan, Ein, Misa, Mechsa, just like certainly you cannot have a half death. So it's all or nothing. So we say it's all. We kill the person. Afkan ain malchus lemechza. So too, when it comes to malchus, we don't split in half. We say you receive a full set of malchus. The Ramban asks the question: how could you ask malchus from a misa? We have a klal. You can't learn efshar me'efshar. When it comes to misa, there's no concept. A half of misa doesn't exist. It's not even on the radar. And malchus is something that is a efshar. So he goes back and forth. He ends up saying that we only say the concept. You can't learn efshar me'efshar when it comes to the world of a gezeirah shava. When it comes the world of Bemem Atzinu, a different type of drasha, so then we can say, the other way around. Sorry, Bemem Atzinu, we don't say, I was right. By Gzer Shava, you do employ, you can't learn Ein Lomden Efshar Mishi Efshar, but by Bemem Atzinu, you don't. So he says the different types of drashas, and some have that rule, others don't have that rule, in which case we can learn Malkos from Misa. Gemara then says, Rava Amar, Be'inan Kasher Zomim Lasos L'achiv V'leka. So he says, you have to give the Eidim Zomim what they tried giving. So they tried killing the guy, they get killed. They try giving a 40 set of Malkos, so they get 40 set of Malkos. So the obvious question is, Sihachi Mamonami. So when it comes to Mamon as well, they tried making the guy pay 200 zuz, so they should each have to pay 200 zuz. So if we're trying to accomplish, fulfill whatever they tried doing, it should be a full amount of Mamon as well. So the Gemara says, Mamon mitstarif, Malkos lo mitstarif. Money can be combined, but the Malkos can be combined. So our money together, our total loss, can be combined together. You can take the aggregate of the money we paid, but Malkos are two different individuals. You can't combine Malkos. That concept doesn't even exist. So therefore, in order to fulfill Kasher Zomim Lasos L'Achiv entirely, each one has to receive their own set of 40 Malkos. Okay. Say it again?
Seems unusual since it's a fine. It's supposed to fine the person and not you know, compensate the person for the 200.
Right, no, it's certainly not a compensation, but since the fine is modeled after Kasher Zomim Lasos, whatever they tried accomplishing, so they themselves have to fulfill that, so then that's the model we're using, that's the measure we're using. So, fine. The Mishnah tells us now, Ein ha'edim nasim zomim im ad shi'azimu es atman. The halacha is you don't become an aid zomim until you themselves, he themselves, the aid themselves is a caught. What does that mean? Ketad, Amru me'edim anu bish ploni shaharagis a nefesh. So two aidim say that Reuven killed someone. So Amru lehem, another set of aidim now say, Heach atem me'edim, how could you share nerag zeh, ahorag zeh, haya imanu? How could you say that? The one who you saw murder, or the one who was killed, the murderer or the murdered, they were haya imanu, osa yom b'makom ploni. They were with us. So you're not trying to, they're not attacking the Reuven, the Edim, they're attacking the Bali Dinan, the ones who are involved. So Ein Elu Zomim, that's not Edim Zomim. If you, again, two Edim say that Reuven was a murderer, they say Reuven, the murderer, was with us, it couldn't be, or Shimon, who was killed, was with us, it couldn't be, that's not Edim Zomim. Edim Zomim is when you attack the Edim themselves. Aval Amru Lahem, if you say to them, Heyach Atem Me'edim, how could you two have been witnesses? Shere Atem Ha'isim, you two Edim were Imanu Ha'osayom, you were with us that day, B'makom Ploni, in this particular place. So Hare Elu Zomim, that is the definition of Edim Zomim, when you are testifying about the presence of the Edim, not the presence of the Rotzeach or the Nirtzach. And the Mishnah Gemara is going to tell us how we know that. And then the Mishnah says, that Neragin al-PM, fine. So then, Bal Acherim v'Zimum, let's say people come, a second set of people come, and vizimum, and they find them to be eid mazomim. Bo acherim vizimum, afil mea kulam yargu. So what's going on here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, bo acherim shehi idu alav kedus harishonim. So what happens is, you have a set one of eidim. And now, set, let's call, it's hard to say this, another set says, you guys were eidim zomim. So let's call them Eidus B, set B. They said set A is Eidim Zomim. Then set B says, you guys are done. Now another set of C comes along, and that same set B says, you guys were also with us. And then another one comes, and that same group says, everyone who was coming up to be Eidus, you said you were with us that day. And they're knocking everyone.
So B goes on A, and C goes on B.
No, B goes on A, B goes on C, B goes on D. B is the same one. B is knocking off every single person.
Okay, so B is going on A. So we assume that as you were all together.
Right, so if you look at Rashi again, Rashi says, "Bo acherim shehiidu alav kedus harishonim." So another set of Edom come along and say, "We saw that Reuven killed someone else, just like Edus A said. Edus A was already knocked off Edom Zomim." So C now comes and says the same thing. Vizimu elu ashnayim. Now these shnayim shizimu as harishonim. Those that set B, which knocked off set one, I'm confusing numbers and letters now, but set B, they knocked off set A, so now they're knocking off set C also, who's saying the same thing as A was. And they're knocking off D and E, and everyone that comes, they're knocking them all off. And the Mishnah says, afilu mea kulam yargu. Even if the set B is knocking every single person off and say, you guys are with us, you guys are also with us, you guys are also with us, we kill them all, because that's the gzeir sakasiv of how Edom Zomim works. But then Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says something more sensible, and he says, it's status hizu v'eino nerag elakat rishona bilvad. There's obviously, they are having a whole plan here. Rashi explains, they're not lu eitz b'neim lahazim es kol habala ha'ira alav. They had a whole master plan here to knock every single person off. This is between the two guys. Anyone who comes and tries to kill Reuven, we're going to say, imanu ha'isim, imanu ha'isim, imanu ha'isim. And obviously something's very fishy here, so we only kill the first kat, but no one else. The Gemara is going to ask why we kill the first one in the first place. What, how do they define it? Status? Is there an English...
Colluded?
Plotters. What are they? Plotters. Okay, they plotted against these individuals, and we certainly don't trust them, because how could it be that these two Edom were with every single person who was showing up to have Reuven killed? So the Gemara wants to know, Minah Hanimile, how do you know that the definition of Edom Zomim is when you say that the Edom themselves, Imanu Hayisim, that they were with us? So the Gemara makes a drasha, Amar Rav Ada, Bar Damar Kra. The Pasuk says, V'hinei Eid Sheker, Ha'ed Sheker, Ana. So it's a bit of confusion. I think what the drasha means, I think the lashon is really on the word ha'ed. The aid himself, the witness himself, has to be found to be sheker. Not his word, but he himself. Ad she'tishaker gufa she'edus, which Rashi explains, gufa she'edus means the gufan shel edim. Until you testify about the presence of the bodies, the edim themselves, not what they're saying or not about whom they're talking, but they themselves, imanu ha'yisim. I think that's from the word drasha ha'ed, the aid himself. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana la'anos bo sara. The pasuk says, "Ad shetisra gufa shel edus." Until you remove the edim themselves, that one I don't really fully appreciate. I don't get that one so much. Rashi explains here, "La'anos bo sara." The parshas edim zomim ksiv sara edus hamuseres shehusru misham. You remove the edus. How do you remove the edus? By removing the edim. By removing the individuals, that's a way of bringing about Edom Zomim. So again, these are two different drashas of how to know Edom Zomim is on the Edom themselves, the presence of the Edom where they were at that time. Gemara now says, Amar Rava bo shnayim v'amru b'mizrach bira harag ploni hanefesh. So two people say, we saw that Reuven killed someone at the eastern part of this building, a massive, let's say, facility. And they said, in the eastern part of that building, you killed someone. Ubo shnayim, two others say, v'amru, hello, b'mariv bira imanu ha'isim. You were with us in the western wing of this complex. You were in the eastern part. So the Gemara says, chazin, and we see, e k'dekaimu b'mariv bira mech seichazu l'mizrach bira ein elu zomim. If it's possible to see from the western gate, they could see all the way down to the eastern side, so it's possible. It was all true. They were with us in the western side, but they also were able to see the what happened in the east, and then they're kasher edim, and they're not found to be edim zomim. But v'im lav, if you're not able to see from one end to the exits, and exits, it's a huge complex, then harei elu zomim. Then they would be considered edim zomim. Why is it pshita? Of course. What's the chiddush here? Of course that would be the case. Mao the same, what would you think? Leichash l'nuhura baria. Maybe you should be concerned that they have a super vision, that they could see further than anyone else could see. Kamashvelan, we are not choshesh that people could see so far. We look at the average vision, I guess. Fine. The Gemara then says, Amar Rava, Baushnaim Vamru Basura, Bitafra.
I'm sorry, we don't say that they could have gotten confused on the where they were.
That much we don't say.
We don't say
that, right. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Baushnaim Vamru, the two people say, Basura, Bitafra, Bechabe Shabasa, in Surah, in the Tafra in the morning, on Sunday, Chachabasa, on Sunday morning, Harag Plonius Nefesh, we saw Reuven murder someone. Uboshnaim, two others say, Vamru, and they say about the two Edim, Bifanya, in the evening, Bechabe Shabasa, Sunday evening, Iman Hayisim bin Harda, you were in the Harda at that time. So how could you be at two places at one time? That one, of course, is talking about the morning, one's talking about the afternoon. So Chazina, the Gemara, of course, says, Imit Safra Lepanya, Matzi Azil, Mesur Letnaharda. If it's possible to travel from Surah to Naharda, from morning to evening, Lahavi Mezomimim, there's no contradiction, and they are good Edom. Vila, but if it's impossible to travel from Surah to Naharda, from the morning to the evening, so then we say, Havi Zomimim, they are Edom Zomimim. To which the Gemara asks, Pshita, of course, if they can't travel from one place to the next, that's the case of Iman Ha'isim. You're with us at this place, and you could not have been there in the morning, and then you're Edom Zomimim. So the Gemara says, Mahu desema lichush legamla parcha. Maybe we should be concerned that they have a flying camel, flying carpets, that they could have made it quickly over, that a train, an airplane, they could have made it from one place to the next. Kamashman, we are not concerned with this. Now the Tosas Shant asks the question. So the Gemara here in Makos tells us that we're not choshish for these flying carpets, but with regards to the Gemara in Yevamos, it says we are concerned with regards to halachas of giving a get, the Gemara in Yevamos daf. Kuf Tazayin says we are choshesh for these flying carpets, and at the end of the day, the Tosfos Shant answers that really we're machmir and depends on the situation. So we're always machmir. In this case, we're machmir. We're not concerned. We're machmir. We're going to kill them. In the case of Get, I don't remember the context there. It's a chumra as well that we are choshesh for the flying carpet. In which case, we're going to be machmir that case as well. So either way, we're going to be machmir. Depends on what the context is, whether it's choshesh or not choshesh. We're always taking the chumra approach.
Here, there's no chumra because either you kill one or you kill the other.
Here. So you end up saying here, by our case, with regards to killing someone...
You kill the first cut or you or kill the second cut.
I hear.
One of them gets killed no matter what.
That's true. Maybe killing two people versus one person.
Right.
I don't know. I have to look Tosfos Shant up inside. Fine. Then the Rabbeinu Peretz gives another suggestion. He says, no, we're not toin on behalf of the individual about a flying carpet, about a parcha gamla. He could be towing on his own. So here in this case, he never made such a claim here. So he's present, he could have made the claim, but therefore we don't make the claim for him. But by the case of the get case, there's no need on there to judge. It's talking about the husband, he's not around. Since the husband can't make or not make a claim, we will step up for him, make the claim for him. Again, I don't know the story, I have to look back at the Gemara Nivamos there, but that's the case. Normally we don't make the claim for him. He can make the claim if he wants, but if he doesn't make the claim, then we assume that there's no such thing as flying carpets. Fine. Then the Gemara says further, Amar Rava, Bo Shnayim Vamru. Two people come and say, Becha B'Shabasa Harag Plonius and Nefesh, we saw Reuven kill someone on Sunday. Ubo Shnayim, two people come, Vamru, and they say, Imanu Ha'isim Becha B'Shabasa, couldn't be, you were with us on the West Coast on Sunday. There's no way you were on the East Coast witnessing a murder. Ela B'Che B'Shabasa Harag Ploni, as a Nefesh. And the truth is, you're right, he killed someone, but it was on Monday, it wasn't on Sunday. So the Lach is that they are Edom Zomim. Because he said that they murdered someone on Sunday, and the murder didn't take place until Monday. So on Sunday, he wasn't at a bar katal yet. But then the Gemara takes this step further, below, not only that, Elafilu Amru, even if the second said to Edom, who just caught him in a lie, that you were with us on Sunday, Afilu Amru Erev Shabbos Harag Plonius HaNefesh. Let's say he says, you're right that there was a murder, that Reuven killed someone, but that took place on Friday. I'm not sure why they chose Friday versus Shabbos, but I guess he was machvid on keeping Shabbos. So he killed someone on Erev Shabbos on Friday, so then Nerug, and he still gets killed. Why? What did he do? The guy was already going to get killed. He murdered someone on Friday, and I'm saying he killed someone on Sunday. The guy was already going out to be killed. What did I do different? So the Gemara gives the following svara, because the Be'in of the Kamahasa Adi, when the first Edom, who turned out to be Edom Zomim, gave their testimony, that person wasn't yet convicted. There's no Edom about him. So at that point, he was a Gavra Labar Ketalahu. He wasn't a person who was going to be killed, even though in the end of the day, he was caught by Edom that presented themselves later. At that given moment, he wasn't yet convicted. So therefore, they are off. They get Edom Zomim regardless of when the actual murder happened. So the Gemara says, "My Kamash Melam, what's the Chiddush here?" Tanina, we have a first mission that says this. Lefikach Nimsa Achas Men Zomemes Hu VeHein Neragin Vashni Aptura. We have a situation where the Edom who find the second set of Edom are finding the first set of Edom to be Edom Zomim, and the second set of Edom are also finding their Rotzeach to be guilty. So the lach is you kill the Rotzeach and you also kill the Edom Zomim. So what Chiddush is Rava really telling us? It's not much of a Chiddush. It's from a first Mishnah that you kill the first set of Edom and you could still kill the murderer because there are other Edom that say he murdered. So the Gemara says you're right. This part of Rava wasn't a Chiddush, but he was really setting you up for the Seifa Itztirchlei. The Seifa of Rava is what he needed to tell you. What does the Seifa say? Mashein came big mardin Itztirchlei. The whole ratio was only a situation where there was no Gmar Din yet. That Reuven was out that he murdered someone, but no one convicted him yet. He's running around as a murderer. But if it's a situation where Reuven was already convicted, and then another set of Edom say that we know you killed someone, they haven't added anything, and they, even though they're found to be Edom Zomim, they're not going to be convicted because they said Reuven already was Gmar Din took place. Reuven was already going to be killed. And the fact that two other Edom say, we saw Reuven murder someone on a different day, and these Edom were found to be Edom Zomim, doesn't make a difference. Reuven was being killed anyways because the Gemara didn't happen. So let's see that inside now. This whole Seifa, Rava, is what's needed. What does the Seifa say? Bo'u Shnayim, Vamru B'chabe Shabasa, Nigmar Dino Shaploni. If they say that on the Sunday the Gemara didn't took place, and then, let's say this is like a month later, they say Sunday of the previous month the Gemara didn't took place. Ubo Shnayim, and two people say about those first Edom, Bamru, Bechabe Shabbos Imanu Ha'izim. What do you mean? You're with us across the world. You couldn't have been there during the Gemar Din. And Ela Be'er Shabbos Nigmar Dino Shaploni. The fact is, the Gemar Din took place on Friday. You were wrong about the date, so that your Edom Zomim. Velo, oh, not only that, Ela Filu Amru Betrebe Shabbos Nigmar Dino Shaploni. Let's say they said the Gemar Din took place on Monday, the day after you thought it was. So you tried making him get killed earlier. Either way, Ein Elu Neragin, they are not killed, these Edom Zomim, because the Be'inna the Kamasadi Gavar Bar Ketalahu. Because when they testified a month later, the Gemara didn't already take place. Even though they're saying the wrong dates, doesn't make a difference because they tried killing someone who's already Bar Ketalahu. That's the Chiddush of Rava. Okay, everyone's with me on that? A little confusing. So now the Gemara says, V'chein Linen Knas, Linen Tashlami Knas, and the same holds true with regards to paying a penalty. We know the number of different penalties a person could pay. The Klal Rashi tells us, based on the Mishnah, I think Rashi in Baba Kama says, whenever you pay something that is either less than the compensation or more than the compensation, that's an indicator to Knas. So for example, when you pay Kefil, that's more than what you owe. You pay Dal Vehei, that's more than what you owe. If you pay less than Chati Nezek, we pass in Chati Nezek, it's Knas. Paying half the damage of a Shor Tam, that would be a Knas as well. So when it comes to paying a knas, the same halacha applies. So the Gemara walks you through it. Bo shnaim, two people come, v'amur, they say, b'char b'shabas on Sunday, gana v'tavach u'machar. On Sunday we saw Reuven steal, he shechted and he sold. He's chayif dal v'hei. Now, bo shnaim v'amur, b'char b'shabas imanu isim. What do you mean? You two Edom could not have seen that happen because you were with us on that day somewhere else. El b'trei b'shabas, it happened on Monday that he was gana v'tavach u'machar. So in that case, Mishaman, they have to pay because the moment when he said this guy was a ganav tavach l'machar, he wasn't yet chayiv to pay anything. So even though in the end the ganav is going to have to pay, but when the edim said it, they weren't yet chayiv. Oh, not only that, ela filu amru. Even if the second set of edim say that be'erev Shabbos, it was on Friday that this event took place, ganav tavach l'machar, which was earlier than what the edim zomim had thought. Still, Mishaman, the Edom Zomim still have to pay the dal v'hei because the be'idna the kav mahasadeh, the moment that they were testifying about Reuven the ganav, gavar la bar tashlumin, who he wasn't yet convicted, and he's not chayv any money. So it all depends when they give the edis, was he already convicted or was he not convicted yet? That's what it really comes down to.
So the guy who the owner of the ship gets double payment.
The owner of the Nignav gets double payment. He gets Dal Vehei from the actual Ganav and from the Edom Zomim as well. Exactly. Not a bad deal. If you could work that out, then great. Fine. The Gemara then says, Bo Shnayim V'amru B'chabe Shabbos Ganav V'tavach U'machar V'nigmar Dino. Now we change everything Nigmar Dino. So two Edom say, it's Sunday, this took place, and he was found guilty on Sunday. Ubo shnayim v'amru b'chabes shabbos imano yisim. Sunday you were with us. You couldn't have seen that court case. El er shabbos ganav atavach machar b'nigmar dina. It was Friday that everything took place, and it took place before you had thought it took place. V'lo oh, not only that, even if it's a case where el afilu amru b'chabes shabbos ganav atavach machar, the guy thought it took place on Sunday, and they were found to be edim zomim. And then the second said, Adam came along and said, "Ubetreve Shabbos Nigmar Dina." It was actually Monday after you thought. We say the same halacha as we said above: Ein Mishalman, we don't pay the Adam Zomim, don't have to pay because the Beinda, the Kamasadi Gavra Bar Tashmuhu, because they're testifying about the guy was already convicted last month. So they're not adding anything because he already was convicted. So whenever they add on to someone who's already a Nigmar Din, whether it's for murder or for Knas, so then they're off the hook.
How much after the fact that this...
It could be a second afterwards. As long as the Nigmar Din was already filed away, so if they afterwards testify that the Nigmar Din took place on a different day, whether it was before what actually happened or after when it actually happened, the Edom Zomer are putter because the Gmar Din already took place.
What happens when they testified it never happened? It's a year later. I mean, you can't do anything about it.
It never happened?
He didn't kill. The Edom come in and not say, this guy is the wrong guy. So now afterwards, the court gave the best and gave the verdict. Is there any...
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
When they're hired to pay, who do they pay to?
They pay to whoever the nidon is.
Yeah, they pay
So look at the inching Tosfos here. There's two Tosfos here to look at, actually. I know we have plenty of time. I davened already, so I've got plenty of time. So Tosfos at the Be'inna, this Adu is very good Tosfos, so you'll enjoy it, Andy, even though you do Amud Beis on your own. Look at Tira Dira Maschel, the Be'inna, this Adu, Edom Labar Ketalahu. So when they testified about these Edom, at the time, the Edom testified that he wasn't a Bar Ketalah yet, even though he was a murderer, but it wasn't already filed away. He wasn't convicted yet. So Rashi explained there, Perisha Kunchus, so what? If he's going to be convicted in the end because he's a murderer, even though he's not a murderer right now, so why the Edom's omen responsible? So Rashi writes, I'm reading Tosfos' presentation of Rashi, Mishum di hava mo de miftar. If the Rotech wanted, he could have went to Bezin and admitted that he murdered someone and would have been off the hook. So if a person kills someone and goes to Bezdin and says, I killed someone, you're off the hook, says Rashi. Now, obviously, it's very strange. And Tosa says, "Blow near, this doesn't make any sense. The Zelo Matsinu, we don't find anywhere that Mode Biritzicha is Pater. The Im Kain, Kol Chayvi Mises Bezdin, Yachal Aldus Lifter, Asmo, anytime you violate an Avera, that's Chayv a punishment, and Mises Bezdin, you go to Bezdin and say, as Michal Shabbos, I'm off the hook. No, we don't find that anywhere. So Tosos rejects Rashi, it's a chiddush of Rashi, but near the farish, la bar ketalahu perish kodem shenigmar dino, shema lo yavo edim. Just because, the edim say he murdered someone, and really, in fact, he did murder someone, but they were just about the wrong days, they were making up the date that happened, they didn't actually see it. So you never know, maybe no kosher edim will come. Vim yavo edim, and let's say the edim end up coming, that Akash Edom, that Reuven murdered someone, Lo Yehidusun Kaya, maybe they're not going to, the Drisha V'Hakira, it's a very serious process. You could have two Edom who are really kosher, and they don't pass every question because they didn't pay attention to every single detail, and that could throw out the whole Edus, even though they really murdered someone. The Ode, She'asir, so that's number one. So even though what they're saying is true, that Reuven was a murderer, you never know if Reuven will actually get killed for his murder, because it's such a hard process getting to that point. The Ode, moreover, She'asir lahargo ad she'yigmar dino. And you can't kill someone unless there's a Gemar Din, even though you know the guy's a murderer. You saw with your own eyes, if the Beis Din doesn't give permission, you can't kill him. U'kshenigmar dino kfar vaday bar chiyuva. But when the Gemar Din is complete, so then the guy already has, he's a bar chiyuva. And when the Edom come along, there's nothing you could do about it anymore. So that's what he's saying, even though it was actually a murderer, if the Gemar Din wasn't filed away, so then the lach is the Edom Zomen are responsible, because it's possible they never would have been, the Reuven never would have been convicted because of all the different technicalities needed to bring him to death. Look at the next Tosa, sorry. But this is a very interesting Tosa. I was referring to this the other day. This is where that Gilyon HaShas is Rabbi Akiva Eger in talking about the nature of Knas. Tosa writes, V'chein linin Knas, aval vaday linin mamon lo. We say with respect to a penalty, if Bezdin hasn't yet convicted the guy of paying the penalty, and the Edom Zomen come along, so Edom Zomen are responsible. Even though in the end, Bezdin will say you pay Dal V'hei, if that Knas didn't exist in this world yet, so Edom Zomen are responsible. But let's say it's a case of mamon, where you have to pay restitution for damaging a guy's car. So Bezin didn't take him yet to, he wasn't taken to Bezin. There's no Gemar Din. But once the damage took place, that chiyum mamon exists in the world, even though it hasn't been acknowledged yet by Bezin. It exists. And if Edom Zomim come along before the Beis Din and say, we saw the damage of the car on Sunday, and they say, you were with us on Sunday, it took place on Monday or a Friday, still they're going to be putter, even though there's no Gmar Din by Mamon. Because the existence of Mamon happens the moment the event happens. It doesn't depend on Beis Din. So Tosos goes on to say, I hope that's somewhat clear, so let's read through Tosos, that Aval Vade Litin Mamon Lo. This is not true by Mamon. The Kshmeidim the Bechab Beshabbos Ganav, when they testify that Reuven stole, just Gneva. Gneva is Mamon. Gneva is not Dal Vehe. Ubo Shnayim Vamru de Be'er Shabbos Ganav. It took place on Friday, the stealing. Ubechad Beshabbos Imanu Ayusim. And you're with us on Shabbos, rather than Sunday, you were with us. Vade in Meshamin Mamon. You don't pay money because the Bahi Shaita, the Mesade Ganva Bar Chiyuva. Even though he wasn't taking the bezin, the chiyuv mamon exists the moment the ma'isa geneva took place. Afagav, even though the legavi nefashos is low, tidmenu, don't compare it to nefashos. The bar chiyuva, the chol kama de lo nigmar dino, so long as the gmar din hasn't happened by din nefashos, he's not called a bar chiyuva. But b'mamon, have a karov levadai shiavo edim v'yaidu. When it comes to mamon, it's almost certain that he's going to be taken to bezin to pay the money he owes. About the Eidus Nefashos by Eid Nefashos, the Be'inan Drisha V'Hakira, Azvada Yaminan Dekod Mashinig Bardino Lav Havi Berchiva. So Tosus says the distinction between Mamon and Knas, or Mamon and Nefashos, is that the likelihood, the chances of you actually following through. But Rabbi Kiva Eger here has a whole problem on Tosus. I'm not going to read this inside. He says it's not about likelihood and percentages. It says Mamon, the Chi Mamon exists from the Maisa Geneva, that exists in the world, even though Bezin hasn't acknowledged it yet. But a penalty, a knas, does not exist until Beis Din says it exists.
Because they decide.
Exactly. They decide the knas, it's a chiddush haTorah, so only when Beis Din says you have to pay a penalty, that's when it exists. But according to Rashi, rather read Tosos, it sounds like a knas actually would exist from the moment it happened. It just maybe it's more about the percentages and the likelihood of whether or not Beis Din's actually going to convict him. Okay. This is a very, very important Tosos, Rabbi Kveger, for that hakir of knasos. Fine, let's go right there. Andy has to go, I see. Last line of the Amud Gemara says, Rabbi Huda Omer Istatis Hizu, when you see that the same set of Edom keep knocking off everyone who comes, you were with us, you were with us, you were with us. So something fishy is going on here, and therefore we say they're plotting to protect the Nidon, so we say we don't trust them. So this was Andy's question, actually. I know, this was David's question. Simai. I Astitis Hizu, if it's Astitis, if it's a whole plotting scheme here, so then, Afilu Kat Rishonanami, lo. We shouldn't be able to kill even the first Kat that they catch. For days, the first Kat comes in, oh, you're with us. Next one, you're with us, you're with us, you're with us. So we shouldn't trust them on any of the Kat of Edom. Why are we trusting the Rishona? So the Gemara gives a very simple explanation. Amar Rabbi Abahu Shekidmu Vehargu. No, the first set of Edom came, and they killed him. Then the next set, say, oh, you're also Imano Isim. They said, wait a second, you can't be doing that about every single person. Turns out they killed the first Kat incorrectly. So the Gemara says, whatever happened, happened. That, the Gemara is not going to tell you that. That wouldn't be what the Mishnah is telling you. That's already history. So Ella, Amarava, Hachikamar. E eina Ella Kat Achas Nereges. If it's only one Kat, you trust him. And if it's more, then we don't trust him. So the Gemara said, that's also a problem, because E eika Tfei eina Neregin Habilvad Kamar. No, if there's more than one, the Mishnah says you only kill the first one. Again, what Rav is trying to suggest here, if there's two or more, you don't kill any of them. But the Mishnah says you kill the first one. Bilvad, you do kill the first one still. So we're unclear how Rabbi Huda is understood, and the Gemara leaves it as a kasha, doesn't try to figure it out anymore. The Gemara has a maisa here. He itz the asis hade. Once a woman brought Edom. Vishtakur, and they were liars, these false Edom. Aisi Sadi Vishtaki, she brought another set of Edom and they lied as well. Azli Aisi Sadi Achwina, she brought a third set of Edom to Lo Ishaka that were not lying, they actually told the truth finally. Amar Rish Lakish said, Huchzaka Zu. So this lady is a Chazaka that she brings the Edom Sheker, we don't trust. Now it's a number of questions. Firstly, Chazaka only exists after three, this is only two times. So it's possibly passing like Rebbe. Rebbe holds to his Chazaka. I didn't look around, do they address his question? Probably, right?
The old man who cried wolf.
Same idea, exactly. So I don't see anyone addressing this. But either way, there's a chazaka that she brings the Edu Sheker. We don't trust the third set of Edom. So Amar Le Rabbi Elazar, Im Hi Huchzaka, Ko Yisrael Mi Huchzaku? Just because she might be a liar doesn't mean every single, and that means every single Jew is a liar that she brings. You're going to say the entire Klaisa are a bunch of liars now because anyone she brings, now this guy's a liar, this guy's a liar. So she doesn't have Nemanus. But the Edom do have Nemanus. So we can trust the third set and even the fourth or even the 15th set of Edom we trust until we find that they're lying. So the Gemara says, Zimnim habi yasvi kami Rabbi Yochanan, times that he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Asi ki hai maisa, similar happened to Kamayo. This was not a rare case, apparently, which is a very sad thing, that they bring Edim and they were liars. Another said Edim, they were liars. So Amar Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Huchzakuzu, don't trust this guy anymore because he keeps bringing false Edim. And Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, says, Im Huchzakuzu, Ka Yisrael mi Huchzako? So Rabbi Yochanan says, just because this lady or this man who keeps bringing the Edim, she's a chazak or he's a chazak of liars, lying doesn't mean all the new Edim are considered liars as well. In which case, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, we trust every set of Edim until we find that they're lying. So then, after Reish Lakish heard that Rabbi Yochanan himself said this svara of him uchzaku zu, ko yisom mi uchzaku, hader chazi le Rabbi Elazar, bishus. So then Rabbi Yochanan, rather Reish Lakish, turned to Rabbi Elazar, and then Rabbi Elazar felt embarrassed. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar heard this from Rabbi Yochanan, this svara, and he didn't quote Rabbi Yochanan for the svara. Amar lei, so Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Elazar, shmas milei mi bar pach nachnav, you heard this from Bar Tafcha, who was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's father was a nafach, was a glassblower, I think, or something, right? Blacksmith. So he was called Bar Nafcha, the son of a nafach. So you heard this from Bar Nafcha, Rabbi Yochanan, v'lo amrisli, mishmei, you didn't quote him when you said the svara, of just because huchzaku zu, kol yitzom mi huchzaku? Okay, fine, you see you're supposed to quote people b'shem amro. So then the Gemara says, lema reish lakish damar k'rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan damar k'rabbanan. Maybe we could suggest this machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish felt that you shouldn't trust any more Edim that she brings. Rabbi Yochanan felt that you can trust other Edim. Maybe this is the same exact machlokus as Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said that once the Edim's omen caught the first person, we never trust them ever again. They have a chazaka of being liars. But according to the Chachamim, they say, no, we could trust anyone until proven otherwise. So the Gemara says, Amar lecha Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish explained, Ana damri lach afilu l'rabbanan. I'm even holding within the world of the Rabbanan, that although the Rabbanan allowed that istatis, they didn't think there was any plotting going on here, each Eden that comes, they could knock them off. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan hasam deleka kamahader. There we're not choshesh of istatis, because no one's seeking out these Eden. These Eden are coming on their own. No one's looking for them. But here the lady, she keeps bringing the Edom in. So we're concerned that she's the one finding this Edu Sheker. But again, our Mishnah is, there's no one out there trying to gather the Edom. Just a new set of Edom show up to Bezdin. Happens to be, this plotting group says, you're with us also. Another set comes in and they say, oh, you're with us also. But there's no one individual who's gathering up the Edom. So even though it's very strange that this is status, this is knocking everyone off because Iman Ha'isim, but there's no one person who's really drawing the Edom in, and that's a distinction between our case of the istatis versus the case of the lady seeking out the Edom. That's the distinction between, according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says the other way around, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha Ana Damri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda. My understanding is even within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, that Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Damrinan Kuliyama Gavi Hanu Havi Kaimi. Because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no way that this status could be with every single person in the world that's going to be with them. That just doesn't make any sense. So that's why we don't trust this status. We don't trust them at all. Aval Hacha, if possible by our case, Hani Yadu Besadusa, Vahani Lo Yadu Besadusa. But the case of the lady, it's possible that the first group of Edom she brought in and the second group didn't know, but it's possible the third group did know. And that's something that's very sensible. So therefore, he felt that this whole discussion of the lady bringing in the multiple false Edom does not align with the Mishnah of the Edom Zomim case. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now. Ein Ha'edim Zomim Naragin Achig Mahadin, that the Edom Zomim don't get killed until there's a Gemar Din. Hatzadukim Omrim, the Tzadukim felt, they took it a step further. Ad she yaharog, until they actually get killed, shenemar nefesh tachas nefesh. So again, there are three stages in the process here. There's the stage of just giving the edus, and that so-and-so did something. Then there's the gemar din, that he's actually convicted. And then there's the punishment, the implementation. So everybody agrees, the edus alone about Reuven killing someone, that's not going to render them edim zomim. It's not until Bezdin accepts the Edus and gives a Gemar Din. Once they say Reuven's now convicted of murder, so at that point, if the Edim are caught after the Gemar Din, then the Edim Zomim are going to be killed if they tried having Reuven killed. If you take it a step further to actually having Reuven killed as the murder, and then the Edim Zomim are caught, we hold, we'll see in the Gemara why, we hold you don't kill the Edim Zomim. Only after the Gemar Din, but not after the Maisa, not actually if they're killed. But the Tzedukim argue, and the Tzedukim say, no, you don't implement the halachas of Edom Zomim until you've killed, Achi Yarek, until you actually have Reuven killed, because it says Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. So the Chachamim respond back in the Mishnah, Amru Lohem Chachamim, V'alo Kfar Nemar, they say to the Tzedukim, doesn't it already say, V'asisim lo kasher Zomim la'asos lachiv? Only when you try to conspire to do something against your brother, V'arei Achiv Kaim, has to be to Achiv. You don't call a brother who's dead a brother, he's dead. Achiv implies that he's still alive. So the whole halachas of kasher zamim lasos is lachiv is only when he's alive, when he's still your brother. So then they ask back, so if it's really true, kasher zamim applies only if they're still alive, im kein lama nemar nefesh tachas nefesh. Doesn't nefesh tachas nefesh imply only after you've killed them, so then you're going to kill the edom zomim? Gemara explains, Yachal Mishash Kiblu Edusan Yahargu. One might think the moment you accept the Edus, you should kill them, whereas it's not when you accept the Edus. Tamalomer, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, Ha'ena Neragan Achig Mahardin. Remember, there are three stages. Kabbalah's Edus alone isn't going to render them Edom Zomim. Has to be Kabbalah's Edus where there's a Gemar Din, where we give them the Nefesh, we're going to kill them, we're giving you now, you're going to be killed. That's what Nefesh Tachas Nefesh tells me, the second stage of the Gemar Din, but not the final stage of the actual implementation of the Onesh. So that's the back and forth between Chachamim and the Tzedukim. Gemara now says, Tana Beribi, Omer lo ahargu neragim. He said, if the Edom Zomim haven't had the Nidam killed, and then they're caught to be Edom Zomim, so then you kill the Edom Zomim. But let's say Hargu, let's say the Bezin followed through and had punished the Nidom, so then the halach is a neragin, then you wouldn't kill the Edom Zomim. So again, only again, lo Hargu, if no one's killed, then they get killed, but Hargu, then a neragin, then the Edom Zomim are not killed. So the Gemara says, Amar Aviv Bini Lav Kavachomer Hu. Is this not a Kavachomer? Omer Lo, Limatenu Rabbeinu, Shein On Shem Nadin. You're right, it's very logical to say this. If when you only conspired to kill someone, the Edom Zomim get killed, so certainly if they had the Nidom killed, of course the Edom Zomim should be killed for that. That's a Kavachomer, very sound Kavachomer. But he said to him, we have a klal that Ein On Shem Nadin. We don't invoke punishment based on logic. And there are a few different svaras we spoke about in the past why that is. The simple svar is there's a midah in the Torah that ain on shemadin. We cannot apply a punishment through logic. Now, one of the explanations is the Maharsha says, and not simply a gzeira, he says because there's a flaw in the kavachomer. Since the halacha is, the Gemara says, Adam dun kavachomer mi'atma. You and I are capable of making our own logical kavachomers. So since we can make it on our own, it's possible there's a flaw in our svara. Even though it sounds very good, there could be a flaw. So therefore, we can never trust any kavachomer entirely to go so far to give a punishment. So the klal is, even though it makes sense, you should kill them if they actually have the nidon killed, we don't employ a punishment because ein on shem nadin. How do we know? The Tanya, the Baraita, teaches us that Ish Ashikach is Achoso, a person is with his sister, who's a Bas Aviv, his half-sister from his father, O Bas Imo, or maybe half-sister from the mother only, Ainli Ella Bas Aviv Shlo Bas Imo, or Bas Imo Shlo Bas Aviv. I only know from the Pasuk that if she's a half-sister from one of the sides, either the mother or the father. But what I don't know is Bas Imo Bas Aviv Minayin. How do I know if it's a sister that's a full sister, that you share both parents together? How do you know? Tamilomar Erbas Achoso Gila. So it says Erfas Achoso, Achoso Stam, referring to even a full sister. So Ad Shelo Yomar, before the pasuk would have said Erfas Achoso, Bedin, I would have made a Kalvachomer. Im Anish Al Bas Aviv Shel Bas Imo, or Bas Imo Shel Bas Aviv. If the Torah punishes a half sister, so Bas Aviv or Bas Imo Lo Koshkein, isn't a Kalvachomer that a full sister sharing both parents certainly should be punished for that? So halama, to the fact that the pasuk needed to tell us to include even a full achoso, we learn the yisod she'ein on shem nadin. We don't apply on shem nadin. So the Gemara says, fine, onesh shemana. We learned the din that you cannot apply a punishment through din. But what about azhar minayin? How about a warning about a sin of avera? How do you know you can't apply azhar minadin? So the Gemara says, tamalomer, when it comes to the psukim of the azhar, the warnings of erva. To be with one sister who's a half sister, whether from the father or the mother, I only know a half sister. What about bas aviv or bas imo? What about a full sister? Minayin, how do I know that that's usher as well? There's an azhara for that as well. Tamalomer, another project tells me, erbas bas eish avicha, meledes avicha, achoscha hi. That tells me that even a full sister will be subject to the azhara. The Gemara says, what do you need that pasuk for? Ad shelo yomer, before the pasuk would have said it, I could have implied a kal vachomer. Yeshli min adin. Ma im huzar al bas imo, shalabas aviv. The Torah warned you about a half-sister from this direction. Ubas aviv shalabas imo, or a half-sister from the father. What about a bas aviv bas imo lo kol shein? Isn't that obvious that that certainly should be included in the azhara? So halamat, we learn from here, she'ein mazhirin min adin. We don't apply an azhara through logic either. Fine. So the Gemara then says, that's all in the world of Misa, that you can't apply Ein Onshin Min Adin, Vein Mazhir Min Adin. But what about Chayiv Malkios? What about that? Tamei Lomar, Rasha, the Gezeirah Shava, we saw on Amud Aleph, just like Chayiv Misas, we say Ein Onshin Min Adin, so to Chayiv Malkios.
It sounds like a point to Rashi. This isn't going on Ein Onshin Min Adin. It's going on the Mishnah that said that it's only if it didn't. It's only that the person was chayav his gemara din already.
Oh, before he received the punishment. Okay, fine. Before he received the punishment, how do you know lo malkos, malkios, but malkios are loke, ain lokin? So that we learn from that same klal from Rasha, what about chayav galios? Says the Gemara, gzer shav minayin, asya rotzeach, it says rotzeach by galios, it says rotzeach by mazid. So that as well, we say the same concept, that only if he didn't give the punishment to the nidon, do you get Malkos, but if you do give the punishment, then they wouldn't get Malkos. Let's finish the Gemara before the Mishnah.
It has to be Nigmar Din.
Nigmar Din before the Onesh.
The Onesh comment came in later in the Gemara. That wasn't in the Mishnah. That was kind of a later comment.
No, it was. Remember, the Mishnah said.
Tzedukim kind of that it had to be.
You know, what we hold, though, has to be Gemar Din without the Onesh.
Without the Onesh.
Yeah. So there's the same episode here, I think, as well. If it got the onish, then they wouldn't get the punishment, the Eidim Zomim. Fine. The Gemara now says, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai, Ira ben Nechama, it's a very strange lashon here, but somehow I need some comfort. I had an Eid Zomim killed just to prove the Tzedukim wrong. Shei Omrim, they held, Ein ha'Eidim Zomim neragin ad she'arog hanidam. They held that the Eidim Zomim doesn't get killed until they actually kill the nidon, until the Eidim is accepted and there's a punishment. So I had a case here once, an Eidim Zomim, and one of the Eidim were found to be Zomim, and we had a Gemar Din, but there's no punishment yet. So I had the Eid Zomim killed, and that was correct halacha because it was a Gemar Din, but the Onish wasn't given yet. The problem was, he only killed one Eid, he didn't kill both Eidim. And came along Amarlo Shimon ben Shadach, Arab Nechama, you know, it's a terrible thing, and lo shafach tadam, naki, you killed an innocent person. Because Sharei Amru Chacham, the Chacham teaches that ein ha'edim zomim neragin, they don't get killed ad shizimu shneim, until both of them are convicted. In your case, only one of them is convicted. Meaning you're right, that after the Gemar Din, before the Onesh is when you give the halachas of edim zomim, but it's only true if both edim are convicted, not if only one of them. Ve'ein lokin ad shizimu shneim, and they also don't get malchus until both parties are convicted. So miyad kibal lav Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai, he took upon himself she'eino mor hara ela lifnei Shimon ben Shetach. He'll never ever get in his life. He's going to pasken a shaila unless Shimon ben Shetach was present. V'chayamav she Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai, the rest of his days hay meshateach akivro shel osu ha'ed. He had laid out on top of the kever of this aid he had killed. V'yakol nishma, and his voice was heard throughout the city. U'kisvum ha'am lomar kol shaharug. They thought this was the voice of the murdered, the aid who was killed incorrectly, screaming from the ground. Amar and Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai said, no, Koli Shalihu, it's my voice, I'm screaming out in tshuva. So, Teidu, and this was proven, because Lamachar, who may see, died the next day, Ein Kol Nishma, and you didn't hear the voice anymore, so it must have been the voice of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavai. And the Gemara responds back, Amar Le Rav Acha, Brei D'Rav, Le Rav Ashi, not true. Dilma Bedina Ka B'Hadei, maybe it was the voice of the Harug, the aid, and when Yehuda ben Tavai went up to Shemaim, he took him to Bezdin, so he was dealing with it in Bezdin, so he stopped screaming, or Inam is something quite similar, Pusa Paisai, or maybe when Yehuda ben Tavai to Nishama went up to Shemaim, he appeased the aid, and that silenced the voice that they were listening to. Okay, we'll stop here. This next mission goes into the next.